Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hi, I'm Henry Burnett and welcome to BRYC Connect. I've been on this show once before and I'm very excited.
I'm Aston Hornery. This is my second time on here and I'm very excited too.
Yes. So we're going to begin by talking about what's on in Bathurst in the next little while. So we have the Sydney Comedy Festival. It's on at BMEC on the Saturday, the 22nd of June from 7:30 p.m. to 9:15.
We've got the Bathurst Ghost Tour through Miss Trail's house. On Saturday, the 22nd of June from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sounds exciting, as you said.
Yeah. This looks good. The Living Democracy Workshop at the Bathurst Library on Saturday, the 22nd of June from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sounds very good.
And last of all, Scots All Saints have got their College Musical Showcase for this year in BMEC from 5:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m.
That's good. Now, the Winter Festival is coming up in Bathurst. I'm very excited. It's going to be on in Russell Street from the 6th to the 21st of July. Ice skating sessions run from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for the entire Winter Festival.
There'll also be a Ferris wheel, a two-story carousel, teacups and the Sizzler.
Yes, that runs for the entire Winter Festival as well. There are illuminations, so like bright lights, projections, from sundown to 10 p.m. every night of the Winter Festival. On the historic buildings in Bathurst CBD are going to be lit up. There's a map that's going to be released soon.
Brew and Bite will be on Friday the 12th of July from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and on Saturday the 13th from noon till 9 p.m, which includes live music and twilight markers, professional ice skaters, tilt walkers and fire and dancers, as well as some amazing food as always.
There's going to be a pet parade on the Sunday, the 21st of July, which is the final day of the festival. There's going to be four categories for your pets to enter. There's going to be the best dressed dog and owner, most creative winter outfit, most well-groomed dog, and people's choice best dressed overall. To be a part of the parade, register at the judges' table on the day before 11:45 a.m. Hey, what are you particularly excited about for the Winter Festival, Aston?
Oh, I would have been excited for the ice skating, but I've managed to ruin my knee, so that's kind of out for this year. So I'll kind of be wandering around watching friends. But the illuminations and
I love the illuminations.
Yeah, they are cool. The game that they always put on, like the side alley, I always try and max out a high score on that, but
that's
I'm never good enough.
Yeah, I really enjoy the ice skating. It's always really fun going around with friends and stuff.
Trying not to knock people over.
Yep, good. There's always good food, and it's always a good time. I always really enjoyed the Winter Festival.
And with that, I think we will jump to a song.
Yes, this is Sacrifice by Elton John.
When the scent of her lingers.
right, that was Sacrifice by Elton John. I really like that song. We're going to talk about some of the movies that are at Metro Cinemas in Bathurst currently. There is Despicable Me 4. I've heard really good things about that one on the news. I've watched the trailer. It looks really good. It's rated PG.
I'm so excited for that one. I've been following the Despicable Me series since the start.
Same. It's great.
Goated.
Gotta love Gru.
Inside Out 2 has also been released. It's also rated PG. And, again, heard many things about that one, especially kind of being related to our age bracket and kind of...
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I'm really excited for that one. I enjoyed the first movie. There is The Exorcism. Never heard of it. Going to be honest, it's rated MA 15+.
There's Bad Boys Ride or Die, which is also rated MA 15+, which I've seen plenty of advertising for.
Yeah. The Watchers, it's rated M.
The Garfield movie, which is also rated PG, which kind of...
I've seen a lot of advertising for that one. I was in Sydney and I saw like a tram with a massive thing saying, The Garfield movie, coming out soon.
I've seen it like a lot of... advertising through. I think it was like a cereal in the US. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, big advertising campaign for Garfield. There is The Way, My Way. It's rated PG.
And Furiosa, A Mad Max Saga, which is MA 15+.
Yes.
So plenty on to go down and watch a movie by yourself, friends, date, whatever.
Local businesses and watch movies at the cinema. Speaking of movies, in the school holidays, I plan to see a few movies. If you're in public school, it's currently week 8, so we're pretty close to the school holidays. What do you plan on doing in the school holidays, Aston?
I'm going to have the most boring of school holidays and study. I am just to reach our preliminary exams, so got to cram it all in my brain whilst I have mental capacity and time.
Yeah. Well, I plan to watch movies, as I said, do some sporting activities maybe, and just have a lot of fun with friends and stuff. It'll be good.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, it does. Oh, so we've both applied for next term, for the next Youth Council term. What made you want to apply for the next term, Aston?
Oh, I've absolutely loved doing it the entire time. Like, since the start of this term, I have not enjoyed a moment, which has been amazing, and I just kind of wanted to do it all again, meet new people, do it all from the start, hopefully put more effort in, do more and better this community in any way I can.
Yeah, I applied because I want to really commit to public service and helping out the youth of Bathurst in a professional and organised way. I think that youth in kind of council and helping out other people. So I wanted to do it as a genuine commitment to public service.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Now, the Youth Council applications have wrapped up and we are going to be holding some interviews with the applicants. How are you feeling about interviews?
Oh, I'm not an interviews person. I didn't have to get into last time, so I'm just really hoping my radio skills here kind of come to fruition and help me out.
I'm sure they will. Kind of similar.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. How about you?
I am actually looking forward to it. I'm quite excited about the interviews.
You one to enjoy interviews, one to interview people?
I enjoy interviews. Yeah, I like talking to people in a professional manner.
Fair enough. Yeah, so applications were due at the start of this week. There was some good range of questions to kind of prompt the knowledge and kind of the start of what you might change within the Bathurst community.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed the application process. There was a lot of variety of different questions to try and get my mind thinking.
So, it will be our final segment for the Youth Council term. We'd like to thank you for listening and hope to continue this segment into the new term. So if either of us make it on, hopefully you'll be hearing us all again.
Yeah.
Also, make sure to keep an eye out on our social media for the introduction of the new Bathurst Regional Youth Councillors of 2024 coming late July.
I'm excited to see who it is.
Very. Yeah. So we'll chuck on some, or we'll move to some good vibes and chuck on another song.
Yep.
I reckon we'll do Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing
So that was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. And since we are nearly all the way through June, which has gone relatively quickly, I'd say, personally.
Very quickly for me.
It is Men's Mental Health Month, which is a month dedicated to making sure men are doing all right as
people in our community and making sure that their mental health is supported.
Exactly. So there is plenty going on, especially at my school. So we've done lots of kind of making sure, like reaching out, making sure our counsellors know about us and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, making sure, like, the message of, like, awareness of men's mental health is known as an issue and how people can reach out and help themselves and help each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. It is also LGBT Pride Month. This is a month where we celebrate our LGBT friends and family and celebrate the LGBTQ people in the world. And if you're after any support in the local area of Bathurst, there are many good communities that offer great support services. Headspace, for example, they run a program called Skittles, which is an LGBT program for youth in Bathurst to just kind of connect, and they do lots of activities and stuff, so yeah.
Headspace are also bringing back their Battle of the Bands upcoming in September on the 13th at 6:30 in Keystone. There's plenty going on there. I know a lot of my friends go and participate through school bands or groups that they've made, and they're really good, so make sure to go and
really
check them
exciting.
Out. There's also a prize pool, so plenty to win there if you want to participate.
That is so great.
Yeah, and if you're keen to participate in the Headspace Battle of the Bands, it's open to bands made up of people from 12 to 25 years old, or if you want to just come and listen, that's any age.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
So make sure you come down or look online to enter or listen to some amazing music.
Yeah. Speaking of music, it's time for another song. This is The Final Countdown by Europe.
Thank you.
All right, that was the final countdown by Europe. Now, we were just going to have a little discussion about what we have enjoyed about being on the Youth Council during this term. So why don't you start, Aston?
What have I liked? I've enjoyed all of it. It's been amazing. You meet some very much open and like-minded people to have great discussions with. Very diverse as well, kind of open to all avenues.
Yeah.
If I could give some advice to anyone, just make sure to be open, be ready, speak out, just make sure you make yourself known, because it's the only way that it's the only way things will get done and you can voice your opinion properly.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed being on the Youth Council. It's been really fun for me. I've enjoyed the meetings and being able to meet members of the community, and it's just been really fun. My advice for future youth counsellors would probably be to make yourself known, like Aston said, and really participate and get out there. You know, hi, my name's Henry. Things like that go a long way when it comes to letting people know that you're on the youth council and that, yeah.
And make sure to take opportunities as well.
Take every opportunity you can.
We've done lots of visits to Widden, for instance, as you've probably heard a lot. Our youth council event where we did our
Youth Week Sunday sesh,
which was lots of planning put into it, but fun and exciting all the way to see all the reactions and all the happy people enjoying the night out that we had.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so as we said earlier, this will be our last segment for this council term. So we'd like to thank you for listening and hope you'll be listening to our segments next term.
And if you want to keep up to date with all things Youth Council, be sure to check out our Instagram page at Bathurst_youth.
And now it's time we wrap up our program of BRYC Connect. I've enjoyed it and hopefully we'll see you back next term. I'm Aston.
I'm Henry.
And thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
We'll end on let's end on a song. We'll listen to Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
We are BRYC Connect.
like you're sleeping.